Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, when the show starts. Oh my god, my shoulder's going home again.
Am I off?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
You're right
it's
on it.
It's all about a perfect all, jiggle.
You just gotta do that.
Look at Steve, he's like really into this now. He used to make fun of us back around season two.
Yep.
I remember. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so freaking excited to be back here with this amazing panel, and we're back for Suits, you guys. This is incredible. My name is Stacey Ike. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram during the whole show at One Take Stay. Super excited to tweet with you. And to my left is my gorgeous friend.
Hello, it's Nicole Brazier. Good to be back at Suits. So excited. Missed you guys.
Missed ya.
You can follow me at Nicole Brazier.
Hey everyone, I'm Tiana Hobson. Very happy to be back. I missed the first half of the season, but I'm so happy to be back on the panel. And I miss Suits. And follow me at the Tiana Hobson. And at my shoulders still go every time this song starts.
Hashtag Suits shoulders.
Yes.
You guys can follow me and tweet that hashtag at me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN.
Yes, and a huge shout out to Miss Lauren Ebersole, who we missed, but she will be in and out of in the panel during the season, or the rest of the season, so you'll see her. Anyway, just happiness. Happiness all around. What one word to describe the episode, Nicole?
Oh my god. Anxious. I was anxious.
Ooh, good.
That's a great one.
That's a great
anxiety.
Thrilling, because I don't think my heart stopped racing throughout the entire episode.
Good.
I'll go with drama if we have to pick one more.
Yeah.
Drama.
That was good. Mine is unsure. I wasn't sure in a lot of my faith in a lot of the characters. I wasn't sure with Jessica. I was unsure with my girl Rachel. You know how I'm feeling about her sometimes. I was even unsure with Lewis. Like, I was just unsure all around. So, first quick question. Do you guys think Rachel's going to stay with... Is she going to stay with him?
Here's the thing. Relationships, that's... Med school and law school are, like, things that relationships don't last through. And jail sentences of 66 years. Throwing that one out there.
Top three.
Top three things of what ruins a relationship. Jail for 66 years is a pretty big one.
Right.
Well,
also...
Do you think Mike's going to continue to practice law?
Another good question.
Because, like, day to day, like, this case, like, probably not next week, but, like, in the coming episodes, are we going to hit a point where it's like, well, the case is stalled for 3 weeks. Here's another case. you have to continue to practice law.
I definitely think he's going to be helping out, fix things like he normally does.
Yeah.
So I think I can see him doing that as far as being at the firm. I don't know.
Working as, like, a consultant.
Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine he'd be disbarred. They didn't, of all the things they got into, they didn't get into. If you're accused of being a fake lawyer, are you not allowed to be a lawyer until they sort it out?
Well,
think you'd get temporarily disbarred.
Well, temporarily disbarred is not serious. Like, that's way more, just put me on hold. Like, disbarring me, saying the word, that's like, seriously, you're gone. So, I feel like he probably shouldn't be in the office a lot. That's why, even in the next episode, they showed him a suit. I'm like, what is he wearing that for? You need to be at the house. Figuring out what you're doing. You need to stop being at the office.
But what I would love is that if he just continued wearing suits, because, you know, I think a lot of young guys these days don't wear suits every day. Mm. Like, my grandpa does every morning. He sits on the couch every day and watches SportsCenter all day, but he's in a suit doing it because that's how he grew up. That's his routine. So maybe that's, it's Mike's odd routine now, yeah, so he's just going to stick to the suit thing.
I can never not see Mike in a suit.
That's true. That's true. I did like him in that hoodie. I ain't going to lie.
I ain't going to lie.
We did like that.
Not
going
to lie.
Sorry, Steve. Okay. Sorry, lost my pen. Losing my mind, you guys. Just,
here's an extra.
Thank you. You're the bomb. Okay. So let's just jump right into the episode. It picked up right where we left off. I love this show never doesn't do that. I always think that they'll do like a, maybe give us a week. They never, they're just like, listen.
Well, the mid-season ones.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Because season 4 to season 5, we got a break.
That's true.
But the midways, the season 5 to season 5 some more,
it's
always,
literally midway.
It's literally the moment.
Yeah.
Because this time last year, we were talking about Lewis Litt finding out, and like, we lost no time.
Yeah. Very true. So we jump into Mike being in a room with Miss Anita Gibbs, the prosecutor, and... Mm-hmm. What do we think about Miss Anita? How do we feel about her?
Well, the actress is great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she kills it.
You good, go with her skills first. That was smart.
Well, yeah.
So I was going to say
something else. Is great. They picked an excellent woman to represent this hard-ass prosecutor. So it's exciting. I like her fiery red hair. Yeah.
And they put that pretty lipstick on her. I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah. I thought there was only supposed to be one redhead in the show, and that's Donna.
Right.
But
rude.
It seems like, you know, there are other gingers out there who have power.
Yeah. Fun fact about her. I watched her on KTLA Morning News earlier this week, her and Rick. And she's never seen an episode of the show. She just kind of came in, auditioned, killed it. Been working on the show and was like, I've never actually seen an episode of this.
Wow. Actually, but for her character, I actually prefer
I prefer it.
Because she doesn't care about you guys.
Because her delivery of the line, like, later on in the episode of, like, no, I think Jessica found out both of you inspired. And, like, all of us are sitting at the table like, oh, you're cute.
Like, that's not
Jessica's known this a long time.
That's so funny.
But, it does work for her character that she doesn't actually know the background, so then she's really in the dark.
Yeah, she's literally investigating these people. Like, I guess
so
I shouldn't
good.
Know.
That's a really good point. Because at first I was like, no, I would have preferred her to have known the relationships. But you're right. If she's going to play this type... That's a really good pull. Okay, mm-hmm. So Miss Anita Gibbs is interrogating our favorite friend, Mike Ross, and she's throwing out all these different allegations, and this was my unsure word coming up. I was very unsure of how he was going to respond. Of course, Mike is always a sexy guy that throws a punch, and you just really don't know where he's going, you know, with the video camera. That was super smart. Mm. But everything she was saying was true. So I kind of freaked out a bit. You know, it's like,
he freaked out too, though.
Yeah.
He did freak out.
Right?
So, I mean, I knew he was going to find a way to get her to trip over her words. Because he always does. Which is why, I was anxious throughout this whole episode. But for some reason, I'm confident that they're going to win.
Yeah.
Because they always do.
I think they're going to get her.
Yeah.
Well... They revealed next week we're going to find out who ratted him out.
Yeah.
So they're going to have they're going to at least have the understanding and idea of the vastness of what information they do and don't have. Mm-hmm. But I think they're somehow going to get to this lady, Gibbs, and then get her embroiled in something much bigger than this one case.
Interesting.
Because that's the only way out.
I'm like, we need a distraction. I don't know what it could be, but I agree
and,
with that.
In this show, the longer the longer a case keeps going, the messier it gets.
Yes.
The messier it gets by the rule of the law.
Yeah.
The more nobody is safe.
Everybody's let me just get bow out.
So essentially, they just have to get Gibbs in the ringer a little bit.
Right.
Until she does something that they can call her a co-conspirator.
They started that this episode with the video camera.
Yeah, they got her a couple times, right?
So. Yeah. There's just going to be an Oprah moment. You're a co-conspirator. You're a co-conspirator. Everybody's a co-conspirator.
For real.
Yes, team. That was amazing.
I just did a hand clap for Steve. That was so mom. Oh my God. You are hearing pure laughter if you were listening to us on podcast. But sorry, what were you?
I completely lost it. I lost it. And I had a good point too, but it'll come back to me.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say, we still need to learn about Anita Gibbs. Who is she? Where did she come from? Like,
why is she so mad?
Why is she so mad? Like, what we do to you, boo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I was going to say about Mike this episode, I liked seeing him a little vulnerable and, you know, his freak out moment with Harvey. Mm. But then one thing they always talk about in the show is how you can back them into a corner, but they're going to come out swinging and fighting even harder.
Right.
And so I think that Anita is really backing them into a corner that they've never been in before.
Yeah.
So to see how they're going to work their way out of this one is going to be so exciting.
But I think there's also a lot of, she's clearly never heard of them, and they clearly never heard of her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there have been a lot of rookie mistakes both ways. Yes. And I was like, wait, y'all didn't Google her?
She
didn't Google
you? Yeah. Like, she came out swinging, and Harvey always does too. So that I feel like that's why they're pretty much on the same playing field. You know, it's almost like she's a female Harvey. She broke no sweat. She was confident.
Well, we've met the female Harvey before. Remember the really gorgeous, I don't want to be like gorgeous blonde lady, but you remember. Okay, so my issue with Harvey was his confidence a little bit. It was a little over the top. I understand why we needed it, because Mike really needed it, Rachel really needed it, even Jessica needed it. But, you know, sometimes I get distracted, but I'm like, Harvey, do you just think you're never going to go down? Like, nothing's ever going to happen to you? You know, he came in like, we don't have, it's all good. And Mike's like, no, dude, like, this is it. This is what we've been talking about for a couple of years now. Yeah. So I was a little, I don't know.
Harvey's Kanye. Come on.
Yeah, but like, but they've been preparing for this, too, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
they're all, I feel like, deep down, all of them have known this is going to happen. I feel like they're all sort of preparing, you know? They know what to do. They know how to go into battle. That's why I'm confident that they're going to be okay.
Okay.
And like he said, they've already done their due diligence. They made sure he was in the bar. He's in the, he has transcripts. Like, he has everything that they need right now, because she has to prove that he's guilty. Not,
I love
you
that
know,
sentence.
Like, they don't have to do anything, because as far as all the records show, he is a lawyer.
Does anybody have a good guess? At this point,
are we allowed to do it now?
It seems pertinent now.
So remember, who's the on the professor that he had that Lewis brought in that like knew about it, or
the blonde lady that managed all the files?
No, the professor Lewis brought in and was like, I can't see him because I never took his class.
He had like the hardest ethics.
Right. So doesn't he know?
Mm-hmm.
He knows because the next couple episodes he had to help.
Yeah, he knows.
I was thinking about him.
That's a good one.
You know, I don't know what his stakes are. What's his name?
If you were to go to the left of this episode, I'd be screaming up and down it was Forstmann, but I'm reneging that. I don't think it's Forstmann.
I don't even think he cares.
I don't know why the priest came to mind for me.
I said the priest earlier, too, because I rewatched the finale earlier today, and I was just like, you know what? It would be pretty screwed up if it was the priest, so.
But also, they introduced him right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then they kept bringing up his name, they brought it up a couple times today, so I was like, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
It's kind of someone you wouldn't expect to break a code of silence.
Are they trying to throw us off, though? Because you know they're always slick, Aaron. Yeah. They always do that. Like, they'll tell us, you know, they'll kind of poke little things in us, and we'll be like, we got it. And then two episodes later, I'm on the floor. Like,
the priest makes a lot of sense because the information she has is purely just verbal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I have it on good accord, you're not a lawyer. Yeah. I'm aware every piece of evidence says you're a lawyer.
But
a priest told me that you're not a lawyer. And that's all he knew.
Right. Because I actually go to his church. Right. So
like in between offerings.
At this moment, that makes the most sense, but they like to... They like to zig and zag us.
That's true. Wow.
It's definitely not Scotty.
And in the chat, Sean Cunningham said it was Professor Gerard or Harold.
Thank you.
I think it was Gerard.
Professor Thank you Harold so much. Yep, yeah, that's Harold who Gerard. I was looking for. Yeah. I was thinking maybe it could be him. I mean, it's...
I like that one, too, though, because wasn't he also... He was on the verge of, like, getting fired and stuff.
And he was pissed that Mike wasn't trying to do everything
Mike had
wanted.
A pretty good showdown with him that I don't... He seems out of the picture.
You would...
I
do think that they're going to pull someone from, like, the depths of hell that we haven't, like, thought of in forever. Like,
would it be Trevor's ex-girlfriend? Is that super, like, reachable?
The one that ended up dating Mike as well?
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen her. You know, we dealt with
her. Is that over her?
I think that's over.
I know, I agree.
I think that was deaded. I don't feel like she would come back for this.
Right.
No,
okay.
It's I feel like it's definitely a male.
Right.
Definitely a man.
So we can table it. How about we come back
to
it?
Yeah, I'm like, we could do this first.
Also, all of you in the chat, you guys are great. Let us know who you think it is. I heard somebody in there say it was Harvey.
That would be horrible. But what did you guys think when Mr. Robert walked into the room as Mike's lawyer? What was your first reaction?
Oh, that was shocking. We were all shocked, right?
Didn't
expect that at all.
Yeah. Because that was a big thing hanging over everyone's head.
Yeah.
Of Robert Zane finding out that his daughter is engaged to be married to a guy who's not actually a lawyer.
Right.
An imposter lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Employer, with an IM.
I see him come in, and I'm thinking, okay, so now he knows. Did you guys have any hope for the way he'd react? Did you feel like the way he reacted was just the way you thought, or what were your feelings towards his whole interaction with Rachel?
I was surprised he didn't get violent with Mike from the start.
Yeah.
Like, he did push him against the wall, but I'm surprised it even started at, like, a calmer level than it actually did.
Interesting.
I'm surprised Rachel called him.
Yeah, surprise Rachel called him.
Bad idea or good idea, people.
She's so stupid. That was a horrible idea. It was a horrible
idea. I'm not even gonna lie, I agree 1,000%. Yeah. I won't say stupid, but I was definitely pissed.
She's not a stupid girl. She's smart. We know that Rachel's smart, but
she hasn't learned anything.
She called daddy. You do not call daddy.
This
big
is
daddy
grown
who's
up.
The big lawyer. Right. Who definitely isn't gonna be happy about this.
Yeah, but
you know?
Just
call Donna.
To see it on the other side. She had just left the office where Jessica and Harvey both said they were not going to go down there and we're not going to help him. And she said, if you're not gonna do anything, I'm gonna do something.
Yeah.
So should have been a little bit of a hint.
Who else could she have called though besides her
Donna.
Dad? Okay, Donna.
Donna could go to down there.
She no lawyer.
Like, Donna could tell her to not call.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. For advice or in the heat of the moment, call Donna. She'll tell you what you do.
As upset as I am about it, it is actually in line with how Rachel reacts in these moments.
Perfect. Agree.
Of like makes her Rachel's first decision is either the one she doesn't go with and it's right, or it's the one she should never go with. Because her first decision's usually not the best one.
Agreed.
The first, her first action is definitely not the best one.
It's very character in line.
What do you think about... I'm sorry I'm jumping from this, but, like, just having to go up to the people that know and, like, almost accuse them of, you know, be like, was it you? I mean, that was tough
to
watch.
I know. That was hard.
I think their reactions were really hard to watch, but honestly, what else are they supposed to do at this point? They made a list of everyone who knows, so I feel that, Scotty, if this were you are a lawyer, what would you be doing? You would go ask Harvey.
Yeah.
So don't get so upset that he's doing his job.
I'm kind of mad. I feel bad though for Scotty. She's always getting like the shortest end of the stick. It's like, I love you. Yeah, but I'm in love with Mike. And we ain't even. I mean,
you're right.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep a secret and I want to be with you. Well, I can't really ask you to do. I mean, it's just like she never wins. And then for him to come to her and he's like, hey, I told Mike I trust you, but listen.
And she like gets to see him. She gets to see Harvey for the first time in a while,
and it's about like, Mike again.
Hey, it's about Mike.
You know, it's never about you. I like your haircut, but girl, it's not about you. I mean, I was like, dude, say something about her hair or something. I don't know.
Although I feel like he could have had a shot with Scotty if he got to like step down without any drama.
I think I don't understand why he couldn't. I mean, this is going way back to season 3-4, but I just don't understand why he didn't get to stay with her in the beginning with. Like, I think that she trusted, she said, I'll keep the secret. Like, she was going to be there for you. You just did whatever
you
do.
He's married to his career, is what it is. So, like,
Harvey.
Pretty much.
But he loves Donna.
And then you may or may not come.
You might be invited to the wedding, but really, it's not important.
It's Harvey's hierarchy.
It's insane.
Harvey's hierarchy. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
But everyone ended these like these questions of accusation and whether or not they told on Mike or not. They always they left him, both Scotty and Trevor, with an open ended
like we might screw
remark.
You later on.
Yeah. That's why I felt anxious. I was like, crap. What are these people going to do? And why are they threatening him? I mean, I understand he broke the law and it's bad or whatever, but like
he just needs help.
He helps people.
Yeah.
Doesn't that count for anything? And Trevor.
Yeah.
Mike literally
changed your life.
Mm. He literally took the blame for you. So I'm sorry, your wife can take a back seat for a moment and you can give your boy an alibi of saying, like, no, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Or I need to talk to my lawyer. That's all he's asking.
No idea.
I need to talk to my lawyer.
But doesn't that make you seem a little guilty, kind of? I mean, he's different.
Trevor's not guilty of anything. So as a witness, Trevor gets approached by the district attorney, and all he says is, I'd like to speak to my lawyer first. He hasn't given them any information.
Okay.
Look,
other than he understands his rights.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, good.
I get it, but like I get pulled over for a speeding ticket, I'm gonna ask for a lawyer first. Like, I watch too many crime shows and lawyer shows to know, like, look, officer, I want a lawyer present.
Why don't
you write this ticket right now? Thank you very much.
Call him.
Real quick joke. Why did the libertarian cross the road?
Why?
That's none of your business, and am I being detained?
We watch too much of this.
So let's fast forward a little bit to the resignation letter and Anita thinking, okay, this is, well, the double pair, is it entendre? I'm trying to think of what's the right word? Double, I don't know where you're going yet. I'm trying to figure out how Harvey had one idea with the resignation letter and Anita had another.
I didn't see that coming.
That was another thing that I was like, wow. I should have thought, of course, she's not going to lie down easy and let this go. Of course not. But the way she tricked him, I mean, what did you guys expect and how that all played out?
That seems par for the course.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, like I said, like these, both these people are just feeling each other. Like, this is a feeling each other out moment where it's just.
Right.
Neither of them has ever dealt with this with the other before.
Right.
So she's just like, oh, he'll produce stuff for me?
Mm.
He'll play ball even a little?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what he'll do, and then I'll turn around and use it against him. Because why not?
Mm-hmm. And that was one of my first thoughts when she said yes. I was like, well, I mean, technically, Harvey could go to the office and type up something with yesterday's date
and move on.
Hand it to you like it was handed in. So my question is there any way to prove that this letter got handed in? AKA get your stuff notarized or something.
Right.
From now on, people like, we need timestamps and dates
smart.
On things.
Well, the resignation is usually
notarized. No.
Is it notarized? Or
I don't think it is. I emailed my boss the other day. Like, when I quit my job. I was like, hey, here's my resignation letter.
My bad.
Bye.
I was cool with my boss. I was like, baby girl, I gotta go.
Because he was a partner at that point.
Yeah.
So to resign as both a lawyer and a partner, that's like illegal. That's more legal than just a job, even.
Right.
I would imagine you have to get that notarized, or at the very least, like...
Mike wasn't a partner at the time. He was just in line.
Yeah, he was in line.
It hadn't happened yet.
Like, at least have, like, a witness sign?
Yeah, exactly.
It just seems...
A secretary.
It just seems that as lawyers, you would have something with any document you're handing in that proves that, like, okay, this is a legal document that I'm handing to you.
Right, that it's serious. So... Let's talk about my detest. I kind of hate you, Jack Soloff. You know,
why is he still around?
Yeah. Now,
you know?
John Piper Ferguson. Hey, how are you? So good to see you. You are
John
amazing.
Is his
what
name?
Up, John? Great to see you. Now, Jack Soloff, though, not feeling the vision at all. This man is really ruthless.
He's really wishy-washy, too. like, one second he's gonna, like, play ball with us.
Right.
Another second he's like, no, Jessica, I want your job. And then he's back to, oh, I'm gonna play ball. No, I want your job. Like,
although,
are you bipolar?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, his intentions are all... His goals are always clear.
Those,
he wants his name on the wall.
Yeah.
He's always wanted his name on the wall. Whether he had to be a man of the people, as he was the first half of this season, where it's like, no, all the partners need to share and all the profits, that was really just a ploy to get all the partners behind him.
Of course.
He wants to take over the firm.
Right. And it's like, dude, in my head, you've still only been here for like 3 weeks. So I'm just kind of like, why do you feel like you have that much power?
In the story, he's been there. Within the show, he's been there years.
Like you're right. We haven't met him.
He's been at that law firm.
I was
for
like,
a while.
He's been there a season. You are nobody.
He works on a different floor.
And we don't like going downstairs.
And we just don't go there.
Sorry.
So right by the trash. Anyway. So Jack's character and his relationship with Forceman and Hardman, all this kind of stuff. Did you feel like, how long is Mike's threat going to work on him? Do you feel like that's going to last us through? Are we out of the woods with Jack, or hell no?
Oh,
he's
hell
coming
no.
back?
That's why when he walked downstairs and told Rachel, like, he's good, I'm like, not at all.
Right.
No. Because he's going to come back with something next week to make us all our heads spin.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I agree.
Yeah. I think that threat is keeping him from calling Forstman about Harvey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's going to find another angle.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
He's literally going to get his name on the door or get fired trying.
Mm.
And the one piece of information that he could have used to leverage his way just got found out by everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
It would have been Mike.
Okay, it would have been Mike
pre-arrest.
Right.
Would have been he would have been able to do just what Lewis did.
Yeah. Wow.
Because that's a golden ticket in this world.
And I hate that. So I guess now that we know that, now that Jack knows, it's just interesting because I'm like, Jack knows kind of without knowing. Like, no one really said anything, but me doing all these tricks to make sure Harvey gets back, and now you know.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable with that. I wish it went a different way. I wish we could get him out without him knowing about it. I don't want him. Now, you cannot be in the in room.
He didn't. He didn't tell him.
He didn't tell him, but he... I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, you don't bring up fraud and make all this crap.
Well, what he was... He was speaking from a purely strategic and legal standpoint. Me, in my position, I have to either stand trial or rat out somebody here.
Yeah.
If I have to rat somebody out here, it will be you. He wasn't admitting that he's not a lawyer as much as he's admitting... In the current predicament he is, as standing accused of not being a lawyer,
I'm going to come for you.
He can just lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to mention the statement he made was, aside from I confided in you, everything he said was 100% truthful.
Yeah, I was.
The only and technically speaking, he did confide in him about... other insecurities that weren't, hey, I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah. Just so you know, yeah, I thought this was the time to tell you. Tiana, did you have something to say? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say to those points, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I forgot the rest of my thoughts, so I'm going to shut up now.
No
problem. One of the guys in the chat said, once it's leaked to the press, Forsman's going to find out.
Oh,
yeah. Also, and I'm curious, that Soloff won't call Forsman and tell him Harvey's back, but won't Forsman eventually find out that Harvey's back?
Yeah. He will, but we just need to figure out, we need to, like, get the next day taken care of, I think. I don't feel like it's a long-term solution, obviously, but we just need to put him back so that Anita is not, like, coming back the next day, and she's like, oh, two days sick. Yeah. So I think it's just, let's say this works for a week, and then we figure out the next plan, which we know they will.
They bought some time, but I know Forsman is well-connected and knows a lot of people, but, I mean, he's in jail, so it's not like Harvey being back in the office is going to be front-page news or anything like that. So it could take a longer time for it to get to him, and I remembered my other point earlier. What scared me when Mike was talking to Jack in his office is I'm a conspiracy theorist, and if I'm Jack, I would have, like, cameras or something in my office because I know that all the people I'm working with are shady as hell.
Yes.
And I would, if, like, Mike's just sitting there threatening him basically, and I was thinking, oh my god, what if he's secretly recording this and that gets used against him because Mike and Harvey have all these public conversations that we talked about.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Just like they're talking loudly in public spaces where anyone can hear.
Yeah. Can we talk about how ridiculous those scenes were?
Can we talk about the courtroom scene? One second.
Remember when you did? I did. Ma'am, we need you not to listen.
There was no trying to whisper. There was nothing. Like, it was just like,
full voice.
Yeah.
Your Honor, my first witness to the stand is someone from the front row. Of the arraignment. I'm pretty sure they heard everything.
That was hilarious.
And if they're unavailable, I have the person next to them, and the person next to them.
And the row behind them, too.
Yes. It was so, and it happened twice. There was another scene in the beginning of the episode. I'm not sure where.
The hallway. With Robert and Harvey.
Lord have mercy. Mike's a good guy. Well, you should have got him out of this. I'm like, you guys, you're still in the building.
You're literally in front of a security officer's desk.
I just told you, God, you're not getting in here. Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
I'd like to call to the stand the security desk guy.
Yeah,
anybody who was there at 10:05. I mean, so I think that's hilarious. I know they're doing it so that we can hear, but, you know, if we can put some visor.
It's ultimately hearsay, but it's... But if you wouldn't say that in front of anyone ever.
Right. It's ultimately hearsay. That's good. I mean, conversations were hilarious. I literally wrote down conversations so loudly, really. Anyway, so we've kind of chatted about a couple of the different characters, but I want to get into Lewis and his stepping up. You know, Lewis is our favorite underdog most of the time. Actually, Tiana's been gone for a while, so it's been interesting. It's interesting to see what you've thought about Lewis over this time has changed so much.
He has changed so much. Yeah. And he's still like the cute little puppy dog in the window, just trying to like find a home
and grab mud at the same time.
And grab mud. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love when he muds. And I'm definitely rooting for Lewis, and I think that he has changed. And now the problem is that people forget that and they underestimate him. Like, I was so happy when Jessica said, Lewis, Harvey can't be here, it's time for you to step up and figure this out,
right?
And I was like, yes, Lewis is gonna come through so hard right now, it's gonna be epic. And then,
can I be the managing partner?
And then he's like, I got a great idea, you're fired.
I got it.
Which, honestly,
it wasn't a bad idea.
It wasn't a bad idea.
It was a really good idea.
But I mean, like he said later on, we know what power does to Lewis. You give him an inch and he takes 15 miles.
But I think that since they both know that and we all know it, it's so good because his flaws are so public, you know? Right. And he even knows them. So I think it's interesting if Jessica would have said, okay, cool, you just take the lead. I'm still here calling all the shots, but you just be the face. Because the sentence he said about no one would have even thought that he knows about Mike is so freaking true.
So true. Yeah.
I mean, they, what, just started being nice to each other like a season, like barely a couple episodes ago? So it would have worked. I kind of liked it, but, you know,
some
I don't
people
know.
In the chat are just talking about how Lewis, Double Dash says that Lewis really never gets any love on the team and wishes he would go full bad guy mode.
No, bad guy mode.
I like this new side of Lewis. We don't want to go back
Season one, season two, we had a pretty decent bad guy.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You cannot go back.
But,
he was horrible.
They also are talking about Lewis and Donna and just, you know, in reality, Lewis loves Donna.
Yeah, so all that intensity. That was kind of uncomfortable for me. I appreciated that he had her back, but I didn't understand why he was crying every 5 minutes. I was like, dude, relax.
Because that's what he wanted. Like, professionally speaking, what he wanted this entire time was...
To work with her?
Was to have his name on the door and to have Donna be his assistant. And he had it very briefly. Yeah. And now he had to let Donna go.
I mean, they're still, like, the best of friends. They've built a whole new relationship. Dude, you're not losing... I mean, I understand. You're right. Like, this is... Lewis, you know, what he needed in that moment definitely was her as his right-hand woman. But he just... The way he had his back was, yeah, what Nicole said. It was closer to love. And I was kind of like, what's that about?
Somebody wrote that if it came down to screwing Lewis in favor of Harvey, that Donna would do it.
Ooh.
I don't think she would.
I don't think she would either. She's a team player.
Yeah, she'll figure it out. I think she'd find a way. That would be so unfortunate because, like, we lost 10 episodes of them being awesome. Like, that would really make me sad. But
That would be a zero-sum decision for Donna.
Yeah. She probably put herself in for both of them.
Don't say that too loud. That might wind up being a thing.
We're like writing the episode here.
Somebody also wrote real quick that, remember Jack might want to play ball because he's got something to hide. Remember Daniel Blackmail?
Yeah, because Dale Irvin has been...
Who's this? Sean?
This is Sean. Sean's been coming in the chat.
I love that. We still don't know what that is. We don't know what Jack is hiding.
I've had my theory before where he did something similar to what Lewis did that one time.
Someone
who's by the book all the time, when they aren't that one time, they always get caught.
Yeah.
And like, it's a fairly simple piece of blackmail, but it's in his sake, it's like...
It's enough.
Because like, it's not a Swiss cheese worth of a record.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, well, he screws stuff up sometimes. Yeah. It's like, no, he's perfect, except for this one glaring thing.
Yeah. Oh.
So basically, it's better to be like Mike and start off as a liar. So that way, it takes longer for you to get caught. Just saying. Really?
Seasons in, people. Seasons in. I mean, we're talking about job, suit, a whole fiance. I mean, he's
turned his life upside down. Yeah, you know, like bike messenger to lawyer. Not too bad of a life.
The fact that Rachel and Mike still haven't gotten married either just further goes to question whether or not they're going to last throughout this mess.
Ooh, sorry, prediction.
Okay, I mean, I am so down for them now, but I really kind of want you to save it because it looks really good.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm writing it down. So
okay,
I don't forget.
Cool. Okay, how long do we think before Daniel Harmon jumps into an episode?
Episode 4.
Okay, I was about to say 15.
I guess.
Yeah, we're four. Four, okay. Like 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
That he's gonna, because everyone's, and it is true, everyone's gonna come after Jessica now.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna sense that they're weak, and there's gonna need to be a big defeat.
Damn, they have not been strong since, like, season two. Like, they have had to go through so much.
Strength, though. Like, every challenge they've faced, they've taken it down.
Yes.
So, like, that's actual strength, but then they keep... Like, every time they take down a massive opponent, they look weak again.
It's just that they're not getting to catch a break, is what I mean. They're just not getting to catch a break. It's crazy. And I really feel bad for Jessica because I was looking at her this episode and I was kind of like, she's so pissed to be in this situation, it's not even funny. Like, she told you guys what was going to happen. She barely liked Mike. They had one cute moment last season. She's like, now I'm supposed to die, ride or die for you? I barely like you. Like, I really don't, you know, and your girl's cute, but she's stupid too sometimes. Okay, sorry, Rachel. I'm a little mad. So I'm just nervous. Like, how, we know Jessica's going to save her firm. We know she loves Harvey. We know she's going to, you know, do what she has to do. But how do we What do we think she's going to do in terms of, like, if she has to turn, if it really does get to that, what do you think she'll do?
She can't turn.
She can't turn. But I think
she's come this far. She's already tried to, technically. She did try. She always has been, like, against this. But she got herself in too deep, so she can't.
Yeah.
At some point, though, I just, like you said, they've been fighting every season. Someone new comes out of the woodworks to try to fight them for the power. Right. So at some point, you are going to get tired of the fighting. And Robert Zane did say people will come at you from places you didn't even know existed.
Seriously. I know, that's scary.
So that means that there's more than just this threat here.
Yeah.
There's other threats that are lurking right there. And they were waiting for this moment at the firm.
Yeah.
A moment of weakness.
There's a law firm that runs out of the janitor's closet at a pizza shop.
Exactly.
And they're coming for you.
We're coming to get them.
Yeah.
Got him.
Even else, going off of what you said about Robert, he was so brutal when he said, and look what you taught her instead. You know, a powerful black woman to teach my daughter how to run the race right, and you just...
Technically, didn't his daughter know before Jessica?
Hell yeah. He doesn't know who he's talking about.
Jessica didn't teach her that. She was already keeping the secret from Jessica. Yep. Jessica protected her ass.
Exactly.
Is what she did as a powerful black woman.
Thank you.
She was looking out for the half sister and was like, yo, I'm not going to let you go down in flames. I'm going to protect you.
Yeah. Mm.
Just saying.
But get your facts together.
She always does too, Jessica. Mm. Even if she's not happy with the situation, she's still there.
She really,
she loves her firm, and those people are her firm.
That's what I'm saying. The woman never gets a break. And that, like, every season we've had an issue, and it always comes back to Hori. And most of the time, she doesn't even freaking know about it, is kind of the pattern we've seen. Mm-hmm. And this just kind of really, it hit me a little hard, because I'm like, she really did not like Mike. Like, I feel so bad that she has to deal with this. But, you know, that's besides the point. We've already mentioned Mike going to see Trevor and Scotty and going to see. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No. I don't know.
I was going to say, can we talk about Rachel and Mike and the flipping on Harvey?
Absolutely.
How did you guys feel that? Because from the moment that the offer was out there of, you know, Mike flipping on Harvey, I was like, he can't do that, because what it all boils down to is Mike did something wrong.
Yeah.
And making everyone else pay. But Rachel, in her mind, she had that split second.
I think Rachel is panicking and she's freaking out, and she's not like focused on, like, but
she probably got a bunch of papers due.
She's missed so many classes anyway,
for real. But now I'm gonna actually backtrack and say she did sort of convince me at the end of this episode when she said to him that, like, she'll be there and she's not going anywhere. They've been through all of this. They could get through what they've been, you know, hoping that
waiting
would happen.
Yeah.
So, I kind of believed her then, but she left me kind of nervous throughout the episode, because she kept making these false calls. And, like, for her to even consider him to betray the guy
that's got him and her
and everyone out of everything.
Out of everything. Yep.
I mean, that's like your leader.
It's irritating, because what Rachel, the way she acted in this episode, is exactly who her character is at most of the hard times. Mm. We remember seeing last season when they had that big blowout fight, which I was very irritated about, because he said, you act like I'm ruining your wedding, or I'm not giving the perfect wedding. She said, you are.
Right. Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never forgotten that sentence, because you see the doubt on her face, and then you hear it. You see the doubt, and you're like, oh no, maybe she's just pouting. She's just worried. And then she says stuff like that, and then she continues to say stuff, and you're like, how am I supposed to believe you're going to be here for him? Because, girl, if you're not going to be there, y'all need to write me in the episode. I mean, I will be there for you. I will figure out a way, boo. Okay? That's all I'm saying. But, Rachel, I want Rachel and him to make it. And you're right. The fact they haven't got married, it's like, damn, the commitment isn't fully there yet. So, I don't know, but what did I feel? I felt like it was her character. I felt like, this is Rachel, and, you know, this is kind of what she does, and we love you, but what the hell?
Yeah, I was very disappointed that she even had that thought, because I know that she's thinking about her happiness and her wanting to be with Mike and him not ending up in jail.
Yeah.
But the thought to double-cross someone who has protected you and done all this amazing stuff for you in the first place. It was just like, wow, what a very selfish thought. But yeah. I also can't judge her because I might have had the same thought.
Yeah, that's a relatable
thought. I mean, it's her man. It's a relatable thought. I love that. I agree. I mean, it just sucks because you're like, please do not push him towards, like, y'all are going to be okay. You got to be there for him because this is like the time. You know?
Also, Aileen Mendoza in the chat said, Jessica doesn't deserve any of this. She deserves a bottle of wine.
Yes. She deserves more than that. Like, she deserves her man back. When is he coming back? Anyway.
Oh, my God, I miss him
so much. I'm like, she needs a man. She needs to get laid.
Let off some steam.
She's like a partner in crime. I mean, I know Harvey's one, but, like, damn, they kind of ruin each other at some point.
Did she end up telling him?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, did he? No. Yeah, but he was almost there, though.
He was close to figuring it out, Mike.
Love you, but dude,
I felt so bad when was it the agent in the cell that said was it Robert who said he has a piece of shit life. I think it was Robert. I felt so bad.
Yeah, when he was like, your miserable life. I'm like, it's not miserable.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
He's living it with your daughter, so it's not that miserable.
Yeah, like, unless you just think you raised it. Anyway, so the marshal that they, like, planted in the jail, that was interesting. Having him attack or whatever, trying to turn on Mike and have him.
That was a cool Mike moment.
That was a cool, very cool Mike moment.
They spent an extra moment on the wall there to help up. And I was like, that's probably important later.
Yeah, I love that.
I thought that too, and I was like, I can't see what it is, though, but, like, that's something for later.
Well, he definitely put thoughts in his head about Rachel.
And
doubting, and that's not good, and he's probably going to feel that way. See, this is what I mean. I'm not really sure about Rachel and Mike, because they're going to be doubting each other left and right throughout this.
I feel like the train that is the fight this case train, they're just so on board that their problems are just coming with them.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not going to face them until that train makes it to, like, Innocentville. I should write these down beforehand.
Innocentville. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Innocentville. I love it.
Innocentville. Okay, so, next episode, Donna is coming back to Harvey.
Yay!
I'm happy about this. I'm excited to see that.
They're so cute.
You know, I'm sad because Gretchen was so freaking cute.
She was awesome.
I freaking loved her.
What is going to happen to Gretchen?
I know. Are we even going to have? Are we going to get to see her? Or she's like on another show?
She's on Days of Our Lives.
Y'all, thank you though. I don't know. I loved having Donna come back to Harvey and saying, you know, you need me and this is what the next step is. So I'm coming back to you. And that scene, that did you feel anything in that exchange? Like they're going to have sex soon or what did you feel?
I hope so. Sorry.
You've been wanting them to fall in love forever. I mean, they're already in love, basically.
I'm such a firm believer of the two of them.
That's so funny.
But, no, this is necessary. If she didn't go back to him, everything would fall apart. Yeah. So this is perfect timing.
Yeah. He was like, are you coming back to me? And I was like, okay,
but it's also worth noting that Gretchen doesn't know.
But she lost her job.
Well, no, Gretchen also doesn't know about Mike.
I know.
Presumably, so you probably need an assistant to help you with this case that you can level with, we know Mike's not a lawyer.
Yeah, and it can't be you, boo-boo.
We can, like, I don't feel like telling another person this.
We need to loop in another person
just to save us.
I love that it was Lewis's idea.
Yeah. I agree. Such a beautiful moment.
Because I felt with Jessica when she was like, you are only out for yourself. And I was like, yeah, Lewis, what are you doing? But then I was like, no, he showed us that he's not. So maybe I should give him a chance. Yeah. And lo and behold, he did. I feel like Lewis will definitely help with this.
I
feel like Lewis is definitely going to be a big name in this case.
Yeah.
But right now, he's like telling everybody to take a back seat to it, but no, I think
I won't lie. This
he's
going
to come in the clutch because he
so,
does.
Sorry, I interrupted you. But I won't lie that when Jessica said, "Don't ever say that I'm not involved in this Mike shit again."
Yeah,
I was like, "Really, Lewis? Stop talking about it.
Seriously.
It's not even fun anymore." Because he was like, "You guys know what?" I'm like, "But it doesn't matter because you are, your name is on the door only because you."
Exactly, I forgot that he didn't get it the right way.
And I was like, hell
not only
no,
that,
Lewis.
But like he was messing up left and right up until
Seriously.
He found out.
Hell yeah! Like, so Lewis, I need you to come correct the season or the rest of the season, please. Don't have me going to season 6 wanting to cut you. Okay, so what do we have any last points? Anything else we want to talk about before predictions?
Plot twist, it's no. Donna. Somebody. People are writing funny things like, Donna, it's Gretchen. What if Gretchen's the snitch?
No, just, that would be so
I actually just wrote that down as one of my predictions.
Oh, okay. Random. No, no.
I swear, I just wrote it down right here.
That doesn't make sense.
It's actually on USA's website.
The Gretchen who?
No, that of all the possible people. I just saw a commercial for it that based on tonight's episode, a bunch of people are obviously, well, it's not Trevor, it's not this person, it's not that person.
Wait, they have a whole thing of pictures?
They had a whole thing of pictures.
Oh my god, I have to see this list.
Like in September where you could tweet who you thought it was, and I tweeted Forsman, and I think I'm wrong.
Wow, okay. Somebody wrote that the writer, Aaron Cordial, said that it's not any of the main six characters.
Oh, it can't be. That would be, I mean, you guys have been a part of it. Like, you're all dumb if you do that. But anyway, okay, that makes sense. Thank you, Aaron, for clearing
that
up.
I never thought it was.
Yeah, it can't be.
It's definitely an outsider.
Like, you're not going to perjure yourself.
Like, right. It's like, why? And for what? Like, you guys all have a great relationship. So, anyway. Yeah, last thing I wrote is Rachel saying, I'm not leaving you, so we'll see how that goes. I hope she doesn't. I hope they make it. How do we feel about Blowback, the episode overall? Do we feel like next episode we are going to get answers we like? Are we scared?
We're definitely going to get an answer next week. I'm not sure who's going to like it. Yeah.
Right. I don't think anyone's going to like
it. It's not going to go well.
It's not. But it's going to be amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's like so much drama and it's not my life for once. So I'm like, praise Jesus.
Why was I thinking the same thing? Like, I was like, ooh, thank God it's ain't my dad. Literally, I was like, if my dad found out I was married, let's move on. Anyway, so
I think my dad
funny.
Wouldn't care. Anyway, my dad would be like, whatever, as long as he's smart, making you money, I'm cool.
Wait, y'all are cool with not telling people I'm not actually a TV host, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they know
I need
now.
A lawyer.
Sorry. I need a lawyer before I answer. That question.
Okay, so let's jump into predictions to end this episode.
Let's do that.
Are we doing our music?
There we are.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So serious. Okay, Tiana, you gotta go first. I have
my prediction.
Okay.
Mike and Rachel are gonna get a quickie marriage because if they're married, she can't testify against him.
Okay.
Such a good
That's my
thought.
Is that actually, I don't know if that's.
Isn't that a law? Like, if
I
you're
have
married,
Google
you
law,
I can't remember
law.
The name of it, but
I
like.
I have to Google if it's a Murphy Brown thing or like a TV law thing.
Is it a TV law
I don't know.
Because
like,
they have used it a lot in this
I'm not
series.
Sure. And also when we're talking about recording people, I don't know if New York is a two-party state or a one-party
state.
Yeah, because
in California, but, you have to let them know
California
that
California is a two-party.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. But that was my first
well,
one.
Well, yeah, because that was hanging over my head. Like, that is a huge factor.
Yeah, and I think that it would actually add to their marriage because they're now getting married under the stress of this whole situation and then seeing how that also plays into their relationship.
And
it just kind
of
takes
the
relationship another
notch.
So
they're going to bring their problems with them onto the Mike trial train.
Yes.
Damn.
And then get married on the way to Innocentville.
I think that Innocentville will be the last season or episode of the season, and they'll get to do the real big wedding, and her dad really will come. It'll be great. It'll be great.
And then she misses out on the wedding she always wanted and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I also wrote down that Gretchen figured it out and turned in Mike because we just didn't see her this episode, and... So I just thought it would be fun if it was her.
There'd be no weight to that unless she had a reason.
Like, what is she gaining from it?
I just feel like she wouldn't know because she was much like a Donna.
Yeah.
As a secretary,
I think Gretchen would have figured it out too.
She would have figured it out,
but I don't think she would have told anybody.
But I don't. If she figured it out, it's not a part of what they're trying to tell. I don't think it's a part of the show because it's like. I love you, Gretch, but no, you can't be a part of this.
But that would take a lot of explaining from why she would
care so much to take
him down. I like Priest.
I agree.
I've been convinced. I think it's the Priest.
Yeah.
Because the information that Gibbs has is fairly anecdotal other than he's not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or she went to Harvard around the same time or knows someone who did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I said the Priest earlier. I'll stick with it, but I don't know. There's something we're missing. We're all missing it.
Yeah.
And
that's what happens when we watch these episodes.
This is what they do to us, and they're going to throw us for a loop, and we're all going to be shocked next week.
Yeah. And Vern C says it's a real thing about marriage.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Vern C is usually on top of this stuff.
Okay. Thanks, Vern.
Look at you. I love it. Okay. I don't necessarily have a prediction.
Robert's
I'm just
wife,
really
maybe
that's a That's literally what I was going to say. I was like, I don't know if she's not that. I just want to see her reaction. My biggest thing is I just really want to see, because he was like, your mom's home sobbing. I'm like, I want to see if she's like, look, baby. Because her mom has always been like a really big supporter of Rachel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she felt really bad about The Secret a couple seasons ago, and she was like, whatever it is, as long as he like loves you, you don't have to tell me. So I'm like, well, this is what it is. I wonder what she feels. So I don't have a necessary prediction, but I just really would love to see how her mom's reacting.
Or I'd like to see mom's misguided, like this was mom's misguided way of breaking them up.
You think she had something to do with
it? I don't think mom did it.
But if mom found out, I guess we have to assume whoever ratted Mike out is someone we know already knew.
Yeah, I can't. Mom, because she would have. No, because then the way he reacted in terms of Robert Zane would have been totally different.
She would have had to act without him.
Exactly. So, and then what was the professor's name that I said that I
wanted? Gerard.
Okay, so I still think he could be a possible suspect. So,
all right.
We'll go with that.
Guess we'll find out next week.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Where can everybody keep in touch with you until next week, Steve?
The people can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I do a lot of shows here on AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about them fairly regularly.
Nice.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hopson on Twitter and Instagram, Tiana_Hopson on Snapchat.
You can find me at Nicole Brazier on all the social media platforms in the world.
Thank you guys so much for watching our first episode back for the rest of the season. It's going to be amazing, as you can tell. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.